You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year we have, which we're going to talk about in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, Chol Hamoed, the Shabbos. So Chasemis is in the Daik in the Gemara that Amr Malach Hashas, the Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tema Yisrael Ein Oymen, the Fnecha Shira. So basically what this passage brings about, I will just add in a page from the Imrimis, it says that the etzem, the pshat is that halal is an expression of the heart. Right? This is Hashem Hashem and so forth. So you really, there's a simcha inside. Simcha inside really is there. It's of itself. It's the Baruch Hashem is giving us a chance to recreate ourselves, giving us another opportunity, you know, to be makabel the Torah on Yom Kippurim. But Lamaisa to Yom Adin. So that's what the Malachim are saying. The Malachim are saying the Malach, like Tosis says, you know, bring the Tosis. The Tosafot says a malach knows even the machshavas b'nei yadim. He knows the machshavas b'nei yadim, even knows what they're thinking about. The Tosafot doesn't say exactly where he knows that from, but then the Gosa Grodeh says, b'chein hu b'zoya. So to trust that it's a zoya, the Tosafot speaks of that. Right, even though probably the Tosafot, he says they know the machshavas, so deep down inside Christ, we're all very happy to get simcha. Right to their restraining, say the James said that you say, where I didn't look simcha. How many is that that way? Just simcha. Just it doesn't express itself in an outside way. So the main one, that's the shot. And the MS editor, I'm going to answer something on my own. In Beisaisa, to bring that, I believe it's Chulis Ga'inim. The Chuvah said, go in and say, why do we say Halal Reish Chayitz? Right? The Gemara said, it's a minig. What is it? He says, because in the last capital that we say by Tzuki de Zimah, a little bit, the Seichel Chino, it says times, 12 times Halaluka. It's 12 times. Halaluka. So the negative, that 12 times a year you say Halaluka. And the going and saying, that's why you call it for the last bracha. Call on the Shomatal, the last Pasuk, excuse me. Call on the Shomatal, call on Luka, call on the Shomatal because of the leap year. In fact, the pre-Chodesh, he says, but you don't say 12 times a year the most on the leap year. You say it 11 times a year. We don't say Halal Rosh Hashanah. But this Farsam is very good. There's a Halal. He said, what that Halal is a Halal of Nista, Halal of the Chashoy. Inside, not outside. So the Rebbe Taka said, the Imamis, he says, just like we say, Kriyasa Zuhi Lulabai Purim, that the Megillah is a place of Halal. So too, over here we have Halalul Seka Shefer. Seka Shefer. The Shefer itself is the Halal. This year we have Shabbos and Shefer, and we don't blow Shefer on Shabbos. So Chidush Rim says, I'm married to Gavarta. Mr. Chachma says the same thing. He said, the way Meshkachma says, oh, he's supposed to hear it. He says that, what's the whole Gzeirah? The whole Gzeirah is, which we're going to talk about soon, what's the reason we all blow Shabbat on Shabbos? Shema Yavirena, Arba Amos, Bishu Sarab. Shema Yavirena, Arba Amos, Bishu Sarab. So, Taisus asks, Rashi, Taisus don't ask. I mean, why should a person, what's the case? Why doesn't say Shemi Yitziena? He might take it out. Why Shemi Yavirena? So Taisa says, because usually when you have a shayfa and you're going to go out, the door will remind you, oh, where am I going? I'm going outside. I'm carrying Shabbos. Hashem can't even talk about a shayfa that's in Rishus Arabi. Shayfa in Rishus Arabi, you might carry Shabbos, which I don't know about you, but maybe this year we start to have it. Right, but usually you don't daven outside. Right, you have maybe no mat. Trying to say this year, what is? They're not happy.
Some of the
what?
Some people that are there.
they don't end up in jail. Somebody said to me that we machaber too much for this deal when they said Lashon HaRa Baba Yerushalayim. I can't believe it. So anyway, so Meir Simcha said, like, what are the chances? It's all. Maybe think of things that the Shefer does called Shana She'en Taikim Ba Bitchilasa. So Maria Lo Besaita. Right? So what? You see that the school of. He says, so what are we doing? We're not blowing that yet. We're losing it because of a 1 in a million chance. Dr. Meir Simcha, the Chavishim. That's the Taker. That shows the Chavivas of Klal Yisrael. That they don't want to take a millionth of a chance to be Mechal Shabbos, even though they're losing all the gulas of blowing a shofar on Shabbos. That's an unbelievable schus for Klal Yisrael. They're worried about Yisurei Shabbos. Anyway, that's good. Okay. So let's start, Taka, this year, why we don't blow. Right, the Gemara goes through a whole shock. We're tired of getting the fourth price connection. And the Gemara says, okay, right, you might carry it. Arba Amas b'shusarab. So let's start with off with this question. Kasha that Kadmoyim asked. The firm brings it. The Taz brings it. Now Kadmoyim asked the question that Nagabe Tchias Shayfer. Why do you need a separate gzeira of Shema Yavirena, Arba Amos B'Shus Rabban? Once you have what's called the Algamein, the general gzeira of Shema Yisakin Klei Shir. Now I'll play a musical instrument, right? It's not a din, you're not supposed to really clap your hands on Shabbos, you're not supposed to dance, b'chul b'chul. We have kulas that got big dancing, maybe not dance, which it's not. I can guarantee you it's not dancing, right? And clapping hands, not you have to be careful how you clap. But we don't play musical instruments, that's for sure. Right? Show me your second cliche. So the later Rishonim asked, why is there not a gzera? Why don't you say a gzera by Shaifer of Shema Yisakin cliche? Both days meaning?
I mean, another, even when there is not Shabbos.
You don't need both days.
You've done away with the mitzvah.
So the pshat is that you would not have the mitzvah. Okay? You'd be mevatel the whole mitzvah in Gantz. Okay? You hear me there?
Yes, very clearly. Sam Bergman, very clearly. See you and hear you.
You can hear him though. I mean, it's a little louder.
Let me make it a little loud. Yeah. Maybe not.
More important, we hear the Rebbe.
Oh no, it's over here. Yeah, it should be better.
Somebody want to speak this room?
The test. Somebody speak the test.
Sam.
Oh yeah, I'll speak. Fine, Burke. More important, we hear the Rebbe. But okay, we can.
Okay. So anyway. So they basically say, because there'll be Mavatl home is. Okay, which we have to know what's wrong with that. We'll get to that later. But maybe we'll do it in that. So the Taz has a very dick of Chiddush. He says that one doesn't have a right. In a Hanami, you're right. It'll be Mavatl home mitzvah because of that. Right? If you'll do that, it won't be just limited to Shabbos. It'll be completely. You know, what's wrong with that? Make it clear. What?
They don't have a path anymore.
Oh, that's not so pashut, but that's what the Taz is machadish. The Taz says that, I mean, that Chazal can make a gzeira, but not to do a mitzvah, is only when the mevat the mitzvah in a certain situation, not completely the whole mitzvah. That's what Rebbe also says, like, have a maisa behema, right? That mevat, there's no maisa behema this man has said, you have a problem with kabbalas. A farmer would put his animals and do maisa behema. It would be a problem. You have a behemoth. That's what would you do? You didn't do it. Yeah. I'm saying to what, but you have to put it on tacos of shame. So the territory. I don't know if that's true. I mean, you have to do it. But you have to put it into the corral. So Chazal, how do you see that? Because I want to get a mitzvah, it says, because they're afraid. But you're afraid that you'll have a carbon bismanas there, which will bring it to colors. So how do you, so the Torah says, how do you move out the mitzvah, the Torah says, you're going to basically make Tishna mitzvahs back again, shaking other things.
The way you know, it's only good by the car.
Same thing, by the car. Yeah. So you sell it. Exactly, you sell it. Right? That's not called being mevat. That's right. Already a legal loophole. Yeah, you have a chiv to put them in the corral. So anyway.
Rabbi, in a year like this, where Shabbos is the first day, you're mevatel the deraisa aspect of the mitzvah when you knock it out on a Shabbos. I mean, even if you say it's Yerim HaRichta, the bottom line is deraisa, yeah. You knock it out.
But it doesn't mean you took it away next year. Next year when it falls up, not a problem. Yeah, that's the Gemara goes through that. It's in the spot. But the nice is it's a Kodesh Chazal. So the Taz Taka says that Kzeiros Chazal are only in a situation. In other words, you can be without the mitzvah on Shabbos. Don't say a portion of the Torah to blow on Shabbos. It says blow on Rosh Hashanah. That they know the mevatlin only in a certain situation. He learns that's trying the Gemara. Bezdin Oinshin Amakashim did Veloy La Akur Divetera Elo Asa Siak. What's all the Akur Divetera? They can't remove a mitzvah in Gansi. That's what the famous Taz says. The Zeh is Mechavin Tamiri. His day didn't have a Miri. That the Rishonim ask, why did you say Shem? You know, we have Shem Rebbein on Lula, we have Shem Rebbein on Shaifa on Megillah. Why says by Hazar, by Kilos Kalem? Why don't you have Shem Rebbein on Mila? Right, the Tosis and all the Rishonim's Kasha. Why don't you have it on Mila? So here the Tosis. What? So what? No, but it falls on Shabbos.
No, Mashmini, not the Shabbos. It's
Kabbalah's Oh, well, it is Dosh Shabbos. Why don't you make it Gzeira?
No, Mashmini.
The Befarish Bekrab.
Because the Torah says,
"Yom Hashmini,"
because you're not being mevatel the mitzvah, you're being mevatel a pasuk. That the Taz is on. It's a marriage kachish that you can't be mevatel a pasuk. Again, the Mimi says it. If the Torah says, "Ki yano yishtei noshim," the guy is able to be married two women. That has to be that way. And it's true. You are. So I them do it. People have chaim ben gerushim do it. Right? There are people who have hetam meir banim do it. But in a chanami, if there would have been oikid a whole mitzvah, the whole thing, you can't do it. So even if it's not a mitzvah, that's what he goes. Okay. Back upon him, so correct. If you go ahead and say, Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir, you'd go ahead and be oikid the whole mitzvah. That you can't. You can't be oikid a mitzvah. In fact, the prechadish, okay. So why don't you say, Shamelech has a prechadish, well, actually, prechadish. Prechadish has, so why don't you say, that don't come up with a new gzera. Just say Shema Yisak and Klei Shir is only applicable on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Say it's only on Shabbos. This way, you don't have the problem being oikar on mitzvah, and apply the gzera of Shema Yisak and Klei Shir only on Shabbos.
They said it'll lead to ridicule of the gzeras of Chazal. It'll lead to ridicule of the of Chazals.
How do you say that Shabbos you do have Shema Yisak Klei Shir and Yom Tov you don't have Shema Yisak Klei Shir? So I'm going to go ahead and say what you're saying because I'm going to get you later on that. But anyway, your nephew's not here, but he didn't show
you. Yeah, I checked that.
Okay, where'd he go?
He's by
McKenna's
Oshawa.
Oh, he was good. Okay. So
I
gave him to Harris to his car.
Yeah.
So I think he should have. But a couple of him, we'll see. Now, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom. Okay. Now, let's start with this question. Does it machloikis if we say mitoich on Yom Tov? We paskin, you do say mitoich. That's why we can do all kinds of things on Yom Tov. Meaning, you have to know the halacha. It's not so, you know. People, usually people say, oh, you can carry on Yom Tov. You can't carry on Yom Tov. You can carry for a tzorich on Yom Tov. For instance, if you live in a place where there's no Erev, many places daven mincha early Rosh Hashanah, right? They daven after davening. It used to be out there, afraid people would fall asleep, not come back from Mincha place, would not come back, right? So what they do, they down Mincha, people go to eat, and they come back from Eretz. So, but people come back early a lot of times, and they're carrying the machzor. That's carrying the machzor. Even carrying it home is all right. Maybe carrying it home is because your friend's going to get lost in shul. Maybe it's such a, but carrying it, right? Or like we always said of Kivega with smoking, right? The Kivega says that you can't smoke Bein HaShmashes between one day Yom Tov, another day Yom Tov. Right? I'm talking about if you hold smoking, you smoke. Right, somebody told me that the Yosef Chaim Kanievsky, are you allowed to smoke before Havdalah? So he said, you can't smoke after Havdalah. Smoke before Havdalah. But anyway, he used to smoke. You do a lot of, you know, and there's still people who find it very hard. Shomachol Nefesh. It helps you digest better. It helps you breathe better. Okay, whatever that thing are. Right? That's what they used to think, unfortunately. But Rav Shach, the day the doctors came out with a thing, they stopped that second. It's years, probably more. Stop that second.
Also, Charles Moody stopped, by the
way. Very healthy, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, the guy who was promised, he wrote a whole book.
Amazing.
Rav Shach was dying. Yeah, amazing thing. Yeah. Rav Shach ate, I mean. He would put the spoon down, eat.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yeah, I bought it, gave it out there, but it lasted about a week, you know. But it's a documentary thing to follow it. Back upon him, so Reb Kivega says you can't smoke here, you can't smoke Bein HaShmashes. Why? Because what's the malach of smoking?
Yeah.
The malach of smoking is when you puff, or whatever it's called. You're burning the cigarette, the paper, the tobacco, but the enjoyment is when you inhale, which is a split second later. So it could be you're puffing on Yom Tov and you're inhaling after Yom Tov. So it comes out you did malach on Yom Tov for the next day, just like you can't, right? When Moshe has the famous thing we wrote on Shuvah, that if you're a place where there's no Erev, make sure when you take your keys to shul, only take the keys that you can have the keys to your safe deposit. You can't put the corresponding books of your car, your apartment, and over here, your bungalow colony, you have a car, because you don't need it, so you're carrying it. So when Rav Neuberg came out, I think with the Shemir Shabbos, so he wrote in it, when he wrote on Yom Tov, he said, according to Ramesh, you can't take a pack of cigarettes to shul. You have to take only 2-3 cigarettes that you need. And Rav Moshe wrote him a tshuva, no, that's not true, because you could take all the cigarettes, because people will looch from you. I think that word used to be, I don't know if they still use it today. People will looch from you cigarettes. But point, you can't carry, right? A person can't make a cook. Your wife can't cook something like Yom Tov because she needs it, let's say Yom Tov, right? But that's all to do. That's all to do. But I come upon him, I remember a few years ago, they had a store over here that was cooking ready Pesach. For Motzei Pesach, so what are you doing? He said, no, we didn't make the pizza yet, but of course that's also to do. So you can't do malacha. So what is the heter? The heter is metoich. The toich shehutcha, the tzarech oichel nefesh, right? Malacha basically what it means is the same for malachas yom tov. You know that is employment. Same for malachas yom tov. Then we might she heard of. So you know why you heard of him? Because he wrote it when he was in Brisk. Malachas Yom Tov, he wrote before he came and met the time. He's like different people. Go to Sefer on the Toich, unbelievable problem. And then in the second Sefer, he came to Brisk, he got to know Rav Chaim, and his whole style of learning changed. So one time I said, oh, there's something shared by Rav Chaim, by Shalom Shlomo's father, in the shul. So I said, the Rav Kakenta, did the Rav know? I said, really? Rav was like, wow. He said, yeah, after the war, Nochen Krieg, after the war. I said, after the war? First, right. After the first war. I said, oh, after that, it took me a minute, but the war is alive. He said, no, after the first war. He said, oh, I'm sorry, Rav said, after the war. He says, in Brisk. To give in, no, in Muhammad, that's all. The second one, unfortunately, they didn't talk about. There was no more Brisk. So So he wrote a whole sefer on this. But basically, it was like this. The Torah said, Lamedes Malachas. You cannot do that, right? You can't carry on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. You can't make a person believe, technically, right? Right on the animal. But if you need Vayichal Nefesh, then, if that Malach is used Vayichal Nefesh, then you can do Shalat Zayichal Nefesh, right? That's what you make a fire in order to cancel fire. We do, okay, in order to cook, you need water. So maybe you can put on the hot water to wash your hands and face too. A shower is a different reason why we don't think. Like upon him, even if Shabbos on his famous question, it says, Yishech ben Yavdut, those days they didn't have freezers, right? So they shech ben Yavdut to have fresh meat, you can, right? So why can't you kill the bees on Yavdut and Shabbos on? So what's wrong with killing the bees? He comes up with a chiddush, he says, he doesn't know why exactly it's also to kill the bees, but he says you shouldn't kill the bees on Yavdut. But a kapon, that's the toich. Beis Shammai doesn't hold a metoich. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, the way the Gemara comes out, that metoich is mutter. You're allowed to carry a lulav, you're allowed to carry a seitan, you're allowed to carry a ball. Because you want to play ball, you want to play ball. And you have to carry the ball to Rosh Hashanah. Beis Shammai says, no, only for oichal nefesh. They don't hold a mitzvah of metoich. Right? They don't hold a metoich. So, the question is, according to Beis Shammai, why don't you say the following? Why don't you say that Shema Yavirena Arba Amis B'Shusha Rabin, even on Yom Tov? Because according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry, you can't carry it a shofar on Yom Tov. You have to leave it in Shul. You have to leave it in the minyan that you're davening. So Utaka will be usher to carry a lulav, a shofar. So why is the din of Shem Yavirena Arba Amis B'Shusha Rabin, according to Beis Shammai, only on Shabbos, it should be applicable on Yom Tov too?
Same problem.
It'll be mevatel the whole mitzvah. Exactly. It'll be mevatel the whole mitzvah. So, in fact, the two Yevon and Shamelech, for 1 second, just like the pre-Chodesh said, that if you'll say Shema Yisak and Klei Shir, you'll be mevatel the whole mitzvah, and you can't say it. So why don't you say it only on Shabbos? Because it'll be chuchah betlula. The word uses the pre-Chodesh. It'll be a joke that Shema Yisak Klei Shir is only on Shabbos, not in Yom Tov. Say the same thing over here, that you have it only on Shabbos and not in Yom Tov. That's really what you were saying, that it's only, there's no chilek except Eichel Nefesh. What's the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov? That's the Shah Melech and Turev Kasha. Here they're asking, according to Beis Shammai, you can't say Shemi Avren and Oikir the whole mitzvah, you'll never have the mitzvah, right? So say it only on Shabbos, how could that be? What's the difference Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's an issue on both of them. That's the Shah Melech and Turev and Kasha. That's a very shameful question that many go into. So to me, it's a very simple parrot. That's why I'm arguing with you over here. That's why.
You can make a day of that on Shabbat, not a day around Yom
Tov. So why not for Shem Yisrael completion there?
But this year, you can find the mice of being attacked. There's no filling between Yom Tov and Shabbos for this, what you're doing this year. Well, there isn't. Why the same answer involved?
Yeah, the same is as to carry.
Shabbat, you make there, Shabbat, they don't make there. You have to one lot.
And Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, yeah? I think the last time we had the Shir, also started saying it, put you in the corner. I think the Chilik is very simple. It's not like you were saying, because ain't bang. May is right. You can make a Chilik between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You could say it's Mochama. Shabbos is Mochama. Sometimes it works for cash.
Is it standing on the Sumer and Shabbos only?
Yeah, a lot of places. Okay, that's because Maitre Shalya Berachai. I'm talking about as far as Moloch. So Mukta, the Arshit as we shine them, and the Gemara, Machme and Yom Tov more, because you might be Makel and Yom Tov. If you'll allow this on Yom Tov, they'll take it. Avad, you can make a Chil. So Avad, you can go ahead and say that you'll be mechalik between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shemi Yavirena, make it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That you could do. Aye, Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir. Shemi Yisak and Klei Shir is a gzera that exists prior to blowing your shofar. There's a mishnah in Beya. You're not allowed to play your musical instrument. Say on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the gzera exists. It's a gzera that already exists, meaning you're not allowed it. You can't play a banjo. You can't play an accordion. Everybody remembers what that is, right? And you can't play a drum on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now your shayla is, what about a shayfa? So good. Chazalka have a right to say, you know what? And some place you said it. Shofar is not a clay share. Not a clay share. We'll make it not a clay share. So it's used for mitzvah. But like it is. There is music, but you could say not that way. I mean, banging on the table is not a clay share either, but it's exact. So that Chazal have a right to say, Shem Yisak a clay share, but this you could do. Right? Chazal could have said you could clap your hands, you could clap, which you can, but they could have said that. So they could have said on Shofar. But if you're already admitting that Shofar is a clay share, and that's why you can't play it on Shabbos, you can't say on Yom Tov it shouldn't be night. Why? Not because there's no difference Shabbos Yom Tov. Because if this is a clay share, right? So just like you can't play a guitar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you can't play a Shofar for Shabbos Yom Tov. You can't differentiate. So if you're saying that it's also on Shabbos, it has to be also on Yom Tov. Therefore, we have to find the new Gzeira. And that new Gzeira is called Shemi Avireda Abba Mishri Surah. Masha Ein Kane, when you talk about according to Hashem, Shemi Avirenoi, when did you make up this Issa? Right here, in this case. In this case, we're making an Issa. So good, that Chazal of Adam remains right. You could say Shemi Avirenoi on Shabbos, and not in Yom Tov. I used to say the Shash. You're right, it's the same Shash. It's a one in a million, like Ramea Simcha says. You know, he's always one in a million. So the Mela, as far as Shabbos, your Chayshish, it's a skill. As far as Yom Tov, you're not. What's the difference? Because over here you're making up the issa, you can differentiate. Shemi Yisak and Klei Shia is an issa that already exists. But over here, this is an issa that you're just starting, so that you can differentiate. I think it's a very simple teretz to the concept of Pola, the one year into such a thing. Okay, I think I said this on Zoom, we're going to say it anyway, but this, the next part also, I think. You're right.
So you had it open at it. Pre-existing.
Yes, so that's already because he's a cloud called Ein Shvus the Mikdash.
No, only Shvus,
but Rashi says that's the reason. You're right, so you could qualify it. I'll Shemri Avivenda, but you can't. So that's exactly the point. You could qualify, say Shemri Avivenda on Shabbos and then Yom Tov. It's a riot to what we're saying. Shemri Yisrael Klei Shia, that's it. Avada, you played some clay share in the mikdash. You're not up to the air yet.
I'm
7.5 years ago. It's pretty good. Like 100 blood, almost 100.
You can't talk.
Okay, you're right. Right.
Yeah,
100%. That's just it's not solid. But anyway.
Okay.
So let the kasha Rabbi Kivega brings. It's known in the chassidish circles because of the answer. But Rabbi Kivega had a grandson who became a Kotzka Chassid kid. I did research on this. The Zontex, you know the Zontex there. So they have a blinda chassid. So they have all the information. Most of the things they write, like Shonega Sat Shiv, and this is all Bubba Mice. It's Bubba Mice. I mentioned it there. Okay, so Maskila made it up. They made it up in order to make the Chassid look bad, because the Chassid were fighting them very starkly. You know, in Litta already, your father, Olam HaShavim, Rabbi Chaita, once told me that he was walking with Rabbi Chana once, and Rabbi Chana was real Litvak, and they were passing by the Cheder. See them, and they heard them saying the Chumash and singing. So Rochan looked at his father and he said, "Hefshazem zaykadech. Take a look. They're holding. We're Nebuch losing our children, or something like that." I think in that sense. His mother was. Rishlam is named after Rishlam. I didn't know this for a few years ago. He's named after the Swan of the Rebbe. That was a chiddush that your father did that. I guess your mother.
No, he was very close with
him. He told me things in his name. The one that was killed in the war,
The
all names. You got all three names. You have three names or two?
Yeah, I have Shlomo Yeshua. My father didn't want to have
Shindalin. Anyway, story goes, right? Benazai holds, I think I mentioned this on Zoom. Benazai holds Mahalach Ka'oimah. That means when you take a person goes through a Mishus Yerushalayim, a person goes through Mishus HaRabim, Mishus HaYochid, Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabba, Rishus Yochid, he'll be chayiv twice, according to Ben Azoi. He took out and brought it in. I never stopped there. But when you're walking, for a split second, you're really stopping. Your feet are on the floor. So, you know, so even though you're moving, we hold it's called moving. So you went from Rishus Rabba to Rishus Rabba, you never took Rishus Yochid. It could work for Chumit too, right? It could work for Kula too. Let's say you go from Rishus Rabba, Rishus Yochid. In the middle is a caramelist. So now you went from here to a caramelist, from a caramelist to here, you don't have anything. But according to us, the Chamo argued, you went from here to here, so you have. So Taisus all the Shem bring Yerushalmi, that the Mitzvah says that we don't have such Yerushalmi, so I have to trust that there's no such Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, that according to Ben Azai, how do you ever have Arba Amos? Because every time you walk one step, you stop. If you walk Arba Amos, you stop. You walk an Amos, you stop. You don't have Arba Amos. You have to walk straight. So one Teretz, they bring the Sham says he jumped. So Teretz says, the Efsha, the Babli doesn't hold. I know he says Efsha. I think he does. The Efsha, the Babli doesn't hold that way. So somebody here says, Chacham Echad Iksha. With Kivega, he brings up Kivega. The Chacham asked him, he says, of course the Baal can't hold him in. Because otherwise, how do you have Shemi Yabarena Arba Amis Bishus Arab? Were you afraid a guy's going to jump 8 feet? That's very unlikely that a guy will jump. So Kivega is a very nice teretz on him. But the Zuck, that when the Blade of Lake is spread, the Kotzke Rebbe, so the flame is.
How many days?
So he said, what? For a mitzvah springspan, for a mitzvah. I will stop it.
Yes, Shkayach Pesach, thank you.
Shkayach says, it must be that's a loch of my Sinai, and even Ben Azai's money.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.